Last night, I attended a benefit concert for a very well-known, well-loved singer-songwriter, carpenter, community organizer, and generally all-around good guy, Chris Buhalis. A couple of months ago, he was in an accident with a table saw and seriously injured one of his hands. As I say, he's a singer and songwriter, so serious hand injury does impact his livelihood. He really mangled his fingers in a very bad way. A month ago, there was a benefit concert for him and his family at the Yellow Barn, which was very well attended. And last night, there was another one to help him and his family stay on their feet and stay afloat at the Ark. And it was exceptionally well attended. There were, I'm guessing, 300-plus people in attendance. And this was a paid concert. You bought a ticket, $20 ticket. You could also buy merchandise from the performers that were playing there, and they donated the proceeds of their merch sales to Chris. There were some other things as well. And it was truly a remarkable experience. It proves, at least to me, that when you're in an, maybe it only happens in affluent areas, but I would like to think it happens everywhere. It's proof that if you have connections with your community, connections you've built up, granted over a long period of time, that if something goes awry, chances are reasonably good that the community is going to pull together and give you some help. And that feels so much more real than the, you know, give to some charity who very likely is doing a worthwhile thing, helping someone in a far-off place who you're never going to see. Okay, they send you a photo maybe, but it doesn't feel the same. And maybe that's why those charities have such a harder time of making a go of it when times are a little tougher. As I say, this was a remarkable event, and you could tell that people were into the music. You could tell the performers were very much into what they were doing. It was obvious that Chris was pretty amazed by all the goings-on. I didn't see his wife and daughter there, but on the other hand, there were, as I say, lots of people there, and I suspect they left early because, well, Zoe's young and, you know, need her sleep. It was a special day, a special night, I should say, and I think that it just is additional proof that, though it sounds silly when a politician like Hillary Clinton says it, I guess, you know, it's really true that it does take a village or a community to keep people well, and I'm glad I was there. I'll just close out the way the concert did with a song that seems wholly appropriate and one I think you'll recognize.